one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
That baby Tone.
That's Bruce Brown.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
You know, we got a classic Picks Friday on our hands.
We do have a classic Picks Friday on our hands.
Full slate.
Full slate of bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
Big bowl games. Big real bowl games. Full slate NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's some NHL.
Mm-hmm. Four-piece nugget.
There is some NBA.
I don't think we're going to have any college basketball.
Basketball?
No. Gumpy sent me. That reminded me that he did send me some college basketball. So we will have some college basketball, and then we're on our way. Where were we on last night?
Ooh, the under. The Browns. I was on the Browns.
I had the over. It was fine.
It was fine. But the defensive touchdown.
Yeah, the interception parlay
came home and saved the night.
That was genius out of you guys. Just classy Browns win. Arizona took it to in the fourth quarter, Oklahoma.
Yeah, they did. That was awesome.
And Kansas State,
you were on the right side.
Yeah.
It was close.
They scored the go-ahead touchdown. I believe it was go-ahead or no, they were up two, I think. Yes. And it was just kind of put the game away touchdown.
Yep.
Three times, two called back. 250-plus yard touchdowns called back. The first one was a punt return. I don't think it was a block in the back, but nonetheless, great night of bowl action. Great night of Joe Flacco.
It was a great night of Joe Flacco. I ended up taking Kentucky this morning and was in a great spot. 21-10 entering the fourth quarter.
Yep. That game just got the bug where everyone just started turning it over, especially obviously Kentucky.
Yep. And now Clemson is up 27-21. Kentucky does have the ball though, so we will see there.
Yep. And Klubnik was a bit banged up on a near sack interception.
I ended up taking Oregon State. They're down 7-0 in the second quarter.
I ended up staying away. Just something about it freaked me out.
All these games shouldn't have taken anything, but I wanted some money on the games today.
How about remember when I was sitting back there and I said, I took Mizzou at open. Like everyone's going to sit for Ohio State. Why would Maserati Marv play? Why would Trayvon Henderson play? This is millions of dollars on the line for these guys. Why the hell would they go? Now they're all going.
It feels like
My cash out's like a third of what I bet at the open. I got minus 120.
I still like Mizzou.
Oh, yeah. I reloaded the clip and just absolutely deployed. Bought it up to 7.5, actually minus 150. I do really like Mizzou. I mean, just that Cody Schrader guy is
see, but like on the so like I just said I was on Kentucky or in Oregon State right now, and I actually am on Memphis. I'm in a bowl pick'em with my brother-in-law, currently in first by a point. No big deal.
Out of two, or it's not just your brother-in-law.
No.
Gotcha.
A lot of people.
All the in-laws.
But I'm on Clemson, Notre Dame, Iowa State.
Gotcha. So you were seeing clearly.
I was very flip flopped on today's games. But we will not be going forward. I'm on Mizzou tonight as well.
I'm actually taking Ohio State minus 5.5. I don't know why, but
even though those guys are playing,
bro, the whole McCord thing, he didn't really win the starting job until like the fucking week before the season started. How much worse can this kid be? And I mean, he's wearing number 33. He's playing in the bowl game.
Slinging Sammy Ball.
You are right there, Mitt, where Devin Brown could be a bit of an upgrade at the position.
Could be. I know he runs it more. I know he's a little more athletic.
My Go Blue Hayden Ass was previously thinking if Kyle McCord beat this guy at, what are we dealing with here?
Sure.
But you make a good point, Mitt, and kind of using my own NFL backup quarterback mentality against me.
All right, let's get into Picks Friday, okay?
Hell yeah.
We're going to start with the NFL.
Hell yeah.
Mitt, please bring it up.
Hold it up.
Look at that, huh? Lions, Cowboys, 5.5 is the number. I took it, I bought a half, and I took the Lions at 6.
Okay.
I did, Foxy. Wait. I bought a half and I took the Lions at 6.
Wow. Great time, Tony.
That always is.
You guys know what this means. It's Friday.
Yep.
We go come in with the same exact bet every single time.
Dak.
This is going to be a high scoring affair.
Yes.
The Lions can't stop anyone.
Yep.
Dak Prescott over 18.5 rush yards.
That's good.
It was very good.
Are you worried about the kneel downs?
No. Because I think he's going to get way past it. So.
All right.
Also,
wait, why would you even bring that up?
That's fucked up.
Goff's going to be the one kneeling the ball down. All right, Bruce.
Wow.
I was just wondering.
What an asshole.
I know.
When you go over.
I was really excited to give that pick. I'm taking it right now. Over 18 and a half rush yards.
That's not that high.
No, no, it's not.
No, Dak doesn't run the ball that much.
I know. When he does, he gets more than 18.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He get that in one clip.
He'll get it. He'll get a couple first downs on it. It's going to be backbreaking. That's just how it goes. But Jared Goff will answer.
Okay. Thank you, Foxy. Hey, safe travels, pal.
See you, dude.
I took it to 6, and I'm taking the Lions.
I am on the Cowboys.
Okay.
And my thinking is that it is just a quintessential letdown spot. But they also didn't really dominate the Nick Mullins Vikings the way that I would want. They did pull away. Jahmyr Gibbs is obviously electrifying. But I think that they did look a little shaky. And then on the flip side, it's the perfect bounce back situation for Dak and the Cowboys.
I think
both back where they belong.
Both teams will move the ball
in Dallas
through the air, but I like the Lions as a running team too. You know,
yeah. The way that I'm going to take the Cowboys because I do think that they're going to win by. I actually think they're going to win handedly, and also I am going to put a flyer out there on Dak to win MVP again because I mean he was the betting favorite 2 weeks ago. He had a pretty bad performance, obviously, 2 weeks ago. And then last week, he actually played really fucking good.
I agree.
And I think, like, the way this whole MVP thing has been shaping up, I mean, Baltimore's playing the Dolphins, not to look ahead, but, like, Lamar's playing the Dolphins. The Dolphins have a great fucking defense. Like, that could just...
It's not a bad bet, man. Yep. It's not a bad bet.
Also, if you're looking to hammer the Dolphins plus 3.5, you might as well get down on 2 at 10 to 1.
Might as well.
MVP.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mitt. What do we got next?
Next, what do we have?
Bills Pats is nothing for me,
bro. So fuck this game.
So how I'm actually playing both these games is it's a gentleman's teaser, if you will, where I just do alternate spread parlays.
Yeah.
So I don't tease.
Yeah.
Cowboys laying 2.5, Bills laying 9.5. I do think that this is just a classic Bills sleepy. Who cares? Beat the 42-7. Carry on.
By the way, Gumby's on the Cowboys. Just to have that out there. Anything for you on this one, Mitt?
No. I kind of want to take the Patriots plus the 13 just because of how many points it is. I'd probably buy it up to 14, but...
I think it is 14.
Yeah.
14 now? Yeah. I mean, I could also see the Bills just beating the shit out of them, just like you said today, Tony.
Texans, right?
No. Oh, Rams.
Boys.
Giants. Bit of a POD for me on the Rams here, minus the 5.5. Sorry, Bruce.
No, I completely understand. I mean, there is like DeVito mania was fun. There were like they, like I said, the beat reporters were putting out, you know, like going into the link. What a legacy game for Tommy DeVito. Like that's what we were kind of playing for going into that game. Now, what are we playing for? Just making our draft position worse, essentially. But I do think that Wink, and this is kind of like you just take Kyron Williams and you throw him out with the bathwater, but like Wink's defense should line up well with slowing down Matt Stafford and maybe turning him over once or twice. But with that, yeah, I mean, it's tough to love it. And, you know, even if it is close, Tyrod will do something in the last minute of the half or the game and fuck it up.
So next is Titans at the Texans. What is it, 4?
Yeah, it's 4.
Yeah, it's 4.5. I snuck in because I figured, hey, CJ's got to go.
He is
going. Earlier this week before he cleared. So I snuck in on the 2.5. I do think that this is just kind of a dead dog Vrabes team, and the Texans need to get back on
track. I got nothing there.
Yeah, I have the Texans there just because CJ Stroud, and I do think that Houston has something to play for. I'm a big got something to play for, don't got something to play for.
Sure. There should almost be like a most significant injury award. And it's like, hey, man, you were the MVP kind of because your team started to suck when you got injured. And that would go to Tank Dell.
You think so?
I think so.
Well, CJ was out for a lot of those weeks, too.
True. Three of them. Two, three.
Yeah. What else? What do we got? Saints are at the Bucs, 2.5. I'm staying away. I don't like it. I don't trust any NFC South team.
I've been riding the Bucs the last couple weeks, and they've been paying out. Yeah. So let's go, Baker. Keep fucking cooking. This is a huge game, and I do think whoever wins this is the front runner for the division, right?
Bucks clinch
if they do. Yeah, okay. I think the Bucks. Oh, it's a hat game. Yeah, Baker's wearing that fucking hat. Let's go.
I tend to agree. I do think Baker smokes a stogie here. Fun nugget that I enjoy is that the Saints haven't played outside in like a month and a half.
Wow. Mm.
2 months almost.
Good to know.
Their road games maybe have
they
been
need to get outside.
Inside. Yeah, maybe they do need to breathe some fresh air, but I don't know if that's going to work. Obviously, Tampa Bay isn't like Lambeau, but it is still kind of a quirky grass field down there, and I think the Bucks win.
Birds are at the Birds. Cardinals at the Eagles. 12, nothing here. It's too much. I don't like your side.
No.
Okay. What's next, Mitt? Falcons at the Bears. Bears are -3. I lean Bears, but it's not actually one of my picks, so nothing there for me. You guys got anything? Bears, Falcons.
Did I pick this game? No, I did not. Actually, I was leaning towards the Falcons, but the way Justin Fields has been playing, I mean, they've won 4 straight, right? Or 4 straight road games or something.
The Bears, they've been playing well.
Yeah, the Bears have just been playing really good. I'm not taking this.
Okay.
The Bears are sneaky, still very small chance, but alive in the playoffs.
Technically, yes.
Yes.
And the Falcons traveled pretty poorly. So I too like the Bears.
Okay. What do we got? Kentucky scored 28-27.
This is probably the game of the weekend.
Fuck.
Yes, it is. Dolphins, Ravens. I tried to find an angle.
Yeah, it's hard with these games of the week to really
hard to find an angle. If I had to, I would take the Dolphins strictly because of that little bit of a hook there. Mm-hmm. 3.5. That'll be a game that I just watch. I'm not going to actually put any money on that one.
So what I did is I actually took the Ravens because, I mean, the Ravens have beat good teams. Like, they've lost to some not bad teams, but they've lost to teams they shouldn't have lost to, and then they've just been beating teams that they shouldn't beat. Like, they pretty handedly in the second half took it to the 49ers. I think that rolls on. I think they're one of the hottest teams right now. I understand the Dolphins are still the Dolphins. But I think the Dolphins do have a little bit of a letdown spot here.
Okay. Bruce, you on the side there? No.
No.
Okay. Mitt, what else we got? I am on the Niners -12.5 in Washington. I think this one's going to be 40-0.
So Brisket's out, right?
No. He showed up on the injury report, not officially out.
Okay.
I don't care.
Tweaked his hammy and confessed to it after meetings. Or reported it rather after meetings yesterday, has been receiving treatment. I like that that's going to steam this lineup. If it gets to like 17, I'm on the Commanders.
Oh, so, well,
17, bro, it's 12.5.
It's 12.5 confirmed right the second.
I mean, it was 12.5 this morning.
Yeah.
That's a lot of steam, but I mean, I'm staying away. I would lean 49ers. That is a
good bit of steam.
Oh, wait.
Clemson kicked a field goal, 30-28 Clemson.
God, jeez.
Emmys. Nothing. It's a solid 14. Commies.
Are you going to take them?
It could steam. I'm on the Commanders.
Okay.
I'm on Jacoby Brissett to keep it close.
Good to know. What do we got next? Raiders, Colts, nothing for me. Boys?
Me? Mitch, are you on the Raiders?
I lean the Raiders here. I don't bet the Raiders games, but I lean the Raiders here. They're rolling. They're obviously, it seems like they're going in one direction. The Colts are kind of in a weird standstill spot here. I would say this is a must win, but I mean, I don't know. I think it's obviously
in the end zone,
but I like the Raiders more than the Colts.
Huh?
Stop it.
What do you mean?
Stop doing that.
Doing what?
Rooting for the other side of my bet while we're trying to do.
Who are you on? Go.
I'm on Clemson.
Clemson stinks.
Well, they're winning.
They kind of do.
It's 30-28 Clemson, but Kentucky just hit a 70-yard pass down to the 1-yard line.
Boom! Ha, Bruce!
With that said.
Now, see, I wasn't doing that.
You kind of were.
No, I was cheering for the game.
A little bit.
Not against you.
A little bit. I'll probably take the Raiders. I might borrow some swag too, man. If you got any extra.
Whoa, you can't do that.
Well, I just want to be a Raider.
You can't
guy.
Be in the suite with the Raiders gear.
I think I could.
You'll get tossed out. What else we got? Is it Jags and Panthers? Yeah. Nothing there.
No.
This game stinks.
Nothing for me on. As a lifelong fan,
Ah, shit.
Mason.
I normally get a good read on
you do.
Steelers games. I got nothing on this one. I got no idea.
Yeah, as a lifelong gambler.
Oh, what's going on here? What
up, dude?
Thought you were supposed to be gone.
Whoa.
I can't even imagine what you guys would say about me if this happened to me.
Yep. I've built up a few 6 days, I think.
It's on. Let's go.
Here we go. Here we
go, lad. What's up, dude?
Good to see you. Happy to be here.
We are at a point where we are at Jags and... Or no, we're at Steelers, Seahawks. So far, Gumpy has taken Cowboys. He's taking the Rams. Yeah. Taking the Niners. Bucks money line. Falcons plus +3. And Colts minus -3. You want to tell them what you're on for the Steelers game?
Seahawks.
Seahawks money line.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was just saying, I have no, I don't, I can't get a read on this
tough
game.
Bar.
I think Naj scores.
You think Naj scores?
I think Naj does score.
They do give it to him on the goal line.
I think he scores. Cop out. Classic cop out here.
Ducky just scored to go up 30.
Is anybody else on the Cowboys?
I am. No. Sorry. I'm on the Lions.
Oh, really?
I'm on the Cowboys.
I'm on the Cowboys.
All right.
Yeah. I'm the only one on the Lions.
Seeing Lions that many points seems too obvious, right?
I mean, the Lions also...
Jimmy Johnson, Ring of Honor.
They didn't look true. That good against the Vikings.
Lions?
Yeah.
No, you're right. They look very good against the Broncos, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. I think this is just a perfect storm for these Cowboys. A lot of built up people talking shit for a lot of weeks.
Completely agree.
Back home.
Yeah.
What do we got after Seattle and
Chargers, Broncos?
I'm getting crazy here, boys.
I don't have a pick here, but I lean Chargers.
Yeah. I think that this is the you got to fire Vance Joseph spot.
No.
I do. I think Easton Stick shows up and slings the pill. I mean, who the Broncos stopped lately? Nothing. They're picking off nobody. People are running wide open everywhere. Chargers, Gift Davis.
Are you on the Broncos?
No, I'm okay. This might be my biggest.
I didn't take anything, but
this might be my biggest stay away of the week.
I lean Chargers.
Yeah.
I lean Broncos because they made the quarterback switch, and I think Stidham's actually kind of good.
That's you right. Think Stidham's good?
I do.
I'm terrified. Well,
I do, but their defense is terrible. Real terrible. I mean,
both defenses are really bad.
Yeah.
I like people trying to say that Russ won't get a starting job somewhere next year.
He probably will.
Probably. He will.
Yeah, he will. He probably will. What do we got next?
Probably. Imagine that Giants uniform on.
Bengals, Chiefs. The line is, it's a 7, 6.5, whatever it's at. I took the Chiefs -6.5. This is a great buy low spot for me on the Chiefs versus a Bengals team. That stinks. Okay.
I am right.
I watched them just let Mason Rudolph go up and down the field.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me the Chiefs -6.5.
Speaking of bad defenses right now, yeah. If you're getting lit up by Mason Rudolph, how are you supposed to stop Patty the Batty?
What's your face?
I got nothing. I got nothing on this one.
No?
These two games are the one. I mean, you should lay with the Chiefs.
Maybe.
If Travis Kelce doesn't score a touchdown in this game, it would be like he has to, right?
Yeah.
You would think.
I'm probably going to end up throwing him 2+. It's probably like +400 something or like 380.
No, it's more than that now. Really? You're getting him at almost like even money for a touchdown these
days. Oh, yeah. Let's go. That's a cop-out bet for me. Yeah, I'm wiping the points. I'm taking Travis Kelce.
Used to be like McCaffrey.
Yes.
Like odds-wise.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then last
one. They used to like shuffle it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green Bay, Minnesota.
Sunday Night Football.
I'm gonna stay away.
I love the Packers.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I don't.
I feel like it's a safer side.
If it was Nick Mullins, I would lean Vikings. Really? I don't. You can't. Like, it's a bad place to be putting Jaren Hall in, isn't it? Hawkinson.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Probably a.
You know what I mean?
Bottom three secondary at least for him.
Yeah, I guess.
Addison might not go.
The Packers defense has been so fucking bad.
They gave up 30 to Carolina.
Do you know what the kicker is about that though?
What's that?
Is that they used all their first, who they wouldn't draft wide receivers for Rodgers on this defense. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the kicker.
Yeah,
it's not like they haven't spent all their picks on their defense.
True. Very, 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 very true.
Yeah, and then they, like, let guys walk that they should probably just re-sign.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to...
Blake Martinez.
We talked about college football. Mizzou, you're on Ohio State.
It's on the ground. I got to go Ohio State.
Memphis, Iowa State might be a game that I have the least clue about.
Which one?
Memphis, Iowa State.
Oh, just Memphis with the points, okay. Right?
Yeah, I wish I did. I didn't, but I wish I did.
Right.
Yeah, is this game started?
Memphis?
No.
3:30.
You're good.
About to start.
Hey.
Kentucky's up. Notre Dame's kick. I mean, we talked ourselves into the beat.
Wait, are they up?
No. 35?
7-0.
14.
Oh, it's 14 now?
Yeah.
It's 35-30?
Kentucky.
Yeah, I just said that. I
thought you said 30-28.
Yeah, and then I said Kentucky got a 70-yard pass down to the one.
How'd they get to 30? Are you on Clemson? Yeah, I'm on Clemson plus 3.5 live. I'm on Clemson six ways to Sunday, brother.
Yeah.
Tough.
Been a good ball game, by the way. Yeah.
Tomorrow, noon, Peach Bowl. Ole Miss, Penn State. Should be a good one, actually. You know, decent amount of guys going. I like Ole Miss in this one.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
I like Ole Miss.
Yeah, I won't say it, but some may say that the wrong team might be favored here.
Well, you did. You just did it.
I didn't say it. Somebody may say that about this
game. You just did it.
No, I mean, one team can run and pass, and one team can
Manny Diaz
only
there?
Run.
Oh, no, huh? It's gone. Manny Diaz gone.
Gone.
See there.
Gone.
Gone.
That
See
hurt.
Ya. Where's he going?
Duke, head coach of Duke.
Oh, yeah, head coach of Duke.
Good that'll for him be, getting back yeah. in there.
That'll be quirky. That'll kind of renew the rivalry, I feel like, sure. with UNC football, maybe.
Auburn, Maryland. Talia Tagovailoa is out, so I automatically go with Auburn.
Mm-hmm. He's out?
He's opting out?
Yeah, he's opting out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Damn.
And then play of the year candidate.
Wanted to see him sling it one more time.
A POY candidate?
I have a POY candidate.
What bowl?
What game?
I don't know what the bowl's called.
But who's playing
who's
it?
Who's in it?
Wisconsin.
You're taking Wisconsin as a POY?
Yeah, I think I love
That's not till Monday. Can we finish Saturday?
That's first? On Monday?
Yeah, can we finish Saturday first?
The fuck, dude?
Georgia, Florida State.
No longer POY.
Georgia, 10 ways. Yeah.
It's 20 points.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Toledo.
I'm laying 20 with Georgia. Not care. They're going to beat them by 45.
I'm going to take
Florida. Last year.
Really?
I'm going to take Florida State plus 21.
Okay. And then Toledo against Wyoming. This is a retirement game for Wyoming.
What if they hate the guy? I'm starting to get worried about it.
Wyoming. I don't think they do.
They love
him. They love this guy.
They have to. He's been there for.
But maybe you tank and he comes back.
Huh?
Maybe you tank the game and then he's like, they can't leave the program like this.
They already named the new head coach Wyoming. Okay. I'm not saying it's definitely going to happen, but.
Who's the coach?
The coach that's retiring?
No, the new guy.
Greg Bull. The DC from, I don't know, South Dakota State.
Or James Madison.
No, somewhere. Now let's go to Monday, Bruce.
Sorry,
Wisconsin,
thought.
LSU. And you want to take Wisconsin.
What's the spread?
Isn't this still like 6?
10.5.
Oh, my.
10.5. Tanner Mordecai takes on Garrett Neusmeyer.
Mordecai's playing?
Mordecai is playing.
Wow.
And obviously Jaden Daniels is not. I think that Fickell's boys will be ready for a fight.
Give me up.
And we're going under the total. And it's a bit of a math game. And Wisconsin covers 10.5 by at least 3 points.
Okay.
LSU actually does have a decent amount of people playing this. I know Jaden not, but God, my mic is fucking horrible.
It's just you got to move it a little.
Nussmeyer's been a dog when he's come in.
No, he's played a lot the last couple of years.
He's a good player.
Because, he was like a 4-star.
He was really good in the SEC championship last year.
Yeah, he plays a lot. Like, he's played a lot in big games. Like, he played in their bowl game last year, too. He played pretty good when Jaden was hurt. And I actually really like him. I think he's going to be a dog next year. And I'm going with LSU.
I'm with you, Mitt. Liberty and Oregon.
Ooh.
What a bad draw for Oregon. Honestly, if this is a bad, like, I would hate playing this game.
Who's not playing for Oregon?
They're one wide receiver. They got like 3 or 4 confirmed opt-outs. Bo Nix is playing. Bucky Irving.
Bo Nix playing?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What, dude? Are like insurance companies reaching out to everybody like, hey, we can give you a first-round pick insurance?
I'm taking Liberty because I think they're going to score. Really? They have the number one rush offense in the country, over 300 yards a game. They have the number 2 total offense in the country, over 500 yards a game. They got a quarterback. They got a running back. I think they're going to score. I mean, what are they going to keep it within? 17?
I think so. It's high.
Is that what it is?
To that?
Yeah, it's 17.
Yeah. Jeez. I think Liberty keeps within 17. I mean, it could be.
It could be ugly.
I mean, it could be.
It could just be an absolutely hideous pick.
What's the over under?
Bo Nix could go.
This has got 40, this has got 48-34 written like, all over it.
Yeah, what's the total over under though? Do you have
105?
High as shit.
Probably like 64. Whatever it is, I'm taking the over because it's going to be hilarious. I love doing this.
Let me see what the over total was. Total. Oregon. 68.
Okay, yeah, let's go. We're going for 70 fucking points.
I think you're there, Mitt. I think you're there.
I like it.
Should be.
Tennessee and Iowa. Give me Tennessee.
Give me Iowa.
I took Iowa.
All time sake.
I certainly lean Tennessee with Amalivia at
quarterback. What's Milton sitting out?
Yeah.
For what?
The draft.
Calgary Stampeders.
CFL?
The XFL? Who fucking knows, dude?
Nick made a good point, and as much as I hate it, you know, if he gets hurt in a bowl game,
yeah,
he's never playing football again.
Yeah.
You're right.
Is his time up?
He's he's sixth like year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a grad, yeah. Grad trans. One last time for old time's sake, give me the under 36.
Okay.
Is Ferentz,
Ryan's last game, he might go five wide the whole time.
Or
what?
Or
I mean, like or, the way Army would do like empty quads, right? They should do that.
Or he does the same shit he's doing. Yep. What's this guy's fucking deal, man?
Yep. When you do watch like Army Navy,
yeah, it's like try anything, fucking end the round.
Munkin's like, pulling tricks out of his ass. Like crazy, and then you go watch Iowa. They're like, maybe we should just do QB sneak.
No offense.
All right, let's go Bama, Michigan, crazy. Rose Bowl.
Oh yeah,
I'll take the under 45.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't think it's going over.
Yeah, obviously, all the historical trends with Saban in bowl games and Harbaugh in bowl games certainly speaks to Alabama's pedigree and all that. But I do like that the public is on Alabama while Michigan is just, you know, defensively, especially, in my opinion, the best team in the country. I'm on Michigan money line here, plus 200 to win the Natty over Texas.
Bama.
Yep.
Money line.
Yeah, I got Bama money line here.
Why? Like, so besides just loving Milroe, where do you see them better than Michigan?
Jalen Milroe.
Their secondary is one of the best in the country. They have two first round.
Michigan's is the best in the country.
No, it's not. They don't have two first round picks at corner. They don't have a.
Yeah,
they probably first.
I just pick. Don't. Nope. I don't think McCarthy can get it done when you need him to get it done. Like if you're in a pinch, I think Milroe can make a play. I'm not. I don't think. Am I saying Alabama's better than Michigan? I don't know. I just think there's going to come a point in the game. Or either Milroe or McCarthy has to make a play. I think Milroe can. I don't think McCarthy can. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of those Milroe throwing the ball out of bounds, you know. Yeah. Like, Milroe's struggles are far worse than anything J.J. McCarthy's put on tape.
I mean, we talked about McCarthy against Maryland, Bruce. Like,
McCarthy has also been hidden.
Bruce, you're very biased in this.
Yeah, you're.
It was a windy day in Maryland. He did struggle a bit, but he made the plays to win the game. He's not Kyle McCord.
I'm not saying this has nothing to do with Kyle McCord. He's playing for Syracuse.
We talk like there's even remotely similar. This JJ dropped 45 on TCU or whatever it was.
What last do you do against Iowa, dude?
In the semis.
It was last year.
It's true.
I thought he, yeah.
My kind of, and this is again biased, but quasi conspiracy is that he had a high ankle sprain against Penn State. Yep.
Texas, mean, Washington.
That's
Sugar Bowl.
He did. You can watch the hit.
I hate that these two teams are playing each other because I think that these are the two best teams.
Really?
My personal opinion.
You think both these teams are better than Michigan and Alabama?
I do. Wow. I do. I think the winner of this game wins the national championship.
Wow.
Wow.
I have a hard time with this one because I think there's going to be a lot of points scored in this one.
You going over?
I do think it goes over.
I don't normally. Yeah, I do. Give me the over.
Wow. I got Huskies plus 4.5.
Yeah, I'm taking.
I think Huskies win it.
I'm taking Washington. I'll probably take a money line too because it's the whole bull thing where, I mean, if you're going to take the points, you might as well.
Yeah,
take
and I mean, line. You're right, Tony. Whoever you think is going to win this game. I mean, I like the Huskies team. I feel like at every turn, everyone has doubted the Huskies no matter what. and all they do is fucking Penix makes a big play.
I am complete opposite camp where I think the winner of Michigan and Alabama wins the national championship.
I mean, I'm definitely with Bruce. I think those are the two most talented teams, especially on defense. It's just going to be hard for Washington to score on either of them or Texas. But I think Washington wins because I think just Quinn Ewers is not as good or as mature as Michael Penix in the pocket, just making plays. Like, he's just won every single fucking game this year, has found a way to beat really good fucking teams too. They didn't play an easy schedule. The Pac-12 was great this year. I also want the Pac-12 to somehow, some fucking way, win a national championship for the first time since the college football playoff started. I just think it'd be awesome for their last season.
It would be quite poetic.
38-35 Clemson.
Wow.
17 seconds left.
Good cover, Kentucky.
I know Washington does have man meat and they get shit on for not having man meat just because they're in the Pac-12, but they do have man meat. But I do think the Texas is a little bigger, stronger, more physical.
Oh,
and that's what freaks me out.
They 100% are. But
and we'll run the ball probably more effectively.
Washington's got three wideouts.
How about Arch is your official backup?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
it's pretty exciting.
Lee Cunningham.
Could you imagine a Natty C Quinn Ewers rotator cuff or something? And we got fucking Arch Manning. The same story has happened, but not with Arch Manning backup.
I think this is one of the weirder, this is the weirdest transfer like out when you can technically still play for your team if you're in the portal. Like, you have a chance to win a fucking national championship. You played on this team. Like, you were a starter for four fucking weeks.
Yeah, maybe they told him Arch is the backup prior.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe. I just think it's weird.
All right. Let's finish. All right. Later, Paul. See you, boy. Safe travels.
Yes, sir.
See you.
Let's go. Do we have any NBA for tonight?
Sorry, let me pull it up.
Kings money line.
Nice.
I was just pulling yours up. Is that your only one?
Safe travels. Have fun.
Yeah, it is.
Go blue.
See ya.
I'm also on the Kings money line. And then I also like the Knicks money line, actually. Going into Orlando, both these teams are playing pretty good. For some reason, I just think the Knicks will bang it down low and come out with a win. I love... What?
Bang it down low with Hardenstein? That's what we're going to do tonight?
Yep.
Randall's playing.
True. Randall is playing. He'll be down low.
What do you? Yeah. Randall's fucking playing. Randall's your guys' best player.
Second best.
Picks Friday. We're not here to argue the Knicks lineup.
I get it, dude.
Here to argue the Knicks lineup in the Michigan fucking front seven.
Second.
And then keeping it in New York, not even in New York, but I'm going with the Brooklyn Nets going into the Washington Wizards. They stink. Brooklyn's been kind of on a schneid lately. I think they get off of it. They're -6.5. Like OKC going into Denver, just because I like OKC better than Denver. That's a super biased pick. And then I'm actually fading the Grizzlies, and I'm laying it with the Clippers -6.5 with the Grizzlies coming into town. The Clippers are so good with Harden playing point guard.
Okay. Bruce, what do you got tonight? Any NBA?
No. Okay. I do not have any NBA.
To close out this Picks Friday, we welcome Nick Morrell to the room.
How are we? Good. How are we doing?
What up, Skates?
What do you like on the ice tonight, Nick?
A lot of games. I'm only going to pick four.
Okay.
First one, got to go Leafs. 60-minute money line against the Blue Jackets in Columbus. See if the Leafs can get it done on the road. Then we go another road team, New Jersey Devils, going to the Canadian capital of Ottawa.
Okay.
To take on the Senators. Give me the Devils money line. Brucey Boys Rangers, the Broadway Blue Shirts.
The deal.
The rags. Johnny Quick gets a start. It looks like going down in Florida. That's going to be a tough game. That's going to be a good game. I'm going to take the Rangers. I like the value there as a dog on the road. And then the one home team I do like is the Islanders at home against the Caps. I think the Islanders will bounce back after getting pummeled by the Penguins the other night.
Okay.
That's all I got for you, boys.
Do you want to say Happy New Year to anybody?
Happy New Year.
See you next year. Maybe.
Don't do that.
That's fucked up.
Why can't I do that?
Mitt, you want to send us out of here on
corny.
On some?
Yeah, Tony, I got some for you.
Yeah, make sure Nick stays.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tony, what is life if not a gamble?
Life.
Oh. More, but
who's
like
it? Who's it by? Who's well it? Said. It's the byline, brother.
F.E. Higgins.
F.E. Higgins.
F.E. Higgins, of course.
All right.
Thank you, F.E.
Good luck. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.